That's right. Yeah, we're looking at a pretty messy system to be moving into the region during the day tomorrow for Wednesday, that is. Farther to the north, we are expecting a wintry mix, especially for areas along and north of Highway 30. So areas closer to like the Dubuque area, over to Independence, looking at some freezing rain, even some sleet. So a good bit of icing up that way possible. So slick road conditions, even some tree damage, and maybe even some isolated power outages due to the gusty winds associated with the system. And then farther to the southeast, over the southeastern portions of the region, especially along and southeast of the Mississippi River, some heavy rainfall potential is there too, with total rainfall amounts of 1 to 1.5 inches possible. So that could lead to some in bank, rises in area rivers and tributaries, and maybe even some ponding of water on area roadways down that way. So a good bit of moisture with this particular system.
Is it a short-lived system where it will be out of the way after Wednesday? What's on the back end?
Right. So the precipitation is expected to continue at least through the early morning hours Thursday. So for folks that are going to be traveling, like especially for the Wednesday evening commute and the Thursday evening commute farther to the north with the wintry mix, travel could be pretty hazardous up that way. So definitely something to watch out for and be cognizant about. Once we get into later hours in the day on Thursday, we still have the winds with us. So those areas farther north that could see a lot of icing from the freezing rain and the sleet, that definitely is not a good combination for the tree damage and for potential for power outages.
So what type of wind speeds then are you talking about with the system?
The wind speeds that we're talking about with this system, likely wind gusts of 30 to 40 miles an hour, could even see a few gusts even stronger than that. So, like I said, with the strong winds coupled with the icing on, trees and roads, is going to make pretty messy situation, with power outages and hazardous travel conditions too.